970-823-9202.
Welcome again, everybody, to another episode of the Faith Pest Control Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Stewart, and we have pest expert Fred Talley here. You know, if you live in North Georgia, in Jasper, and Ellijay, and Blue Jay, and Ball Ground, and Canton, and Waleska, Georgia, you know what? Yellow jackets in the spring and summer can really be a problem. I got to tell a quick story before I have Fred come on. One time, I was mowing the yard, and I didn't realize yellow jackets were in the ground. And when I ran over their nest, they came out and stung my hand with a vengeance. And so I don't have a love of yellow jackets. So, Fred, I know they're a problem. I have the memory of the time going to the emergency room with my hand swollen twice its size from being stung so much. And I don't like yellow jackets. So tell us all about it and what Faith Pest Control does to help us get rid of that problem.
All right, Mikey. First, I want to talk a little bit about their biology. They are social hunters. They are social insects, meaning they live in a nest with a queen that dictates the activities of the various cast members of the colony. Their numbers can reach 4,000 to 5,000 in one nest or one colony. Mixture of workers, which are always the females, the queens, and then, of course, the males. They are social insects, but they do not overwinter like honeybees will or termites will. The fertilized queens will overwinter, but the workers and the drones, the males, will not. I would guess most people know this, but they have a yellow and black striped face and like a yellow and black striped patterned body. You can find their nests in hollows of logs, inside stumps, under tree bark. That's kind of bizarre when you find that. In leaf litter, around here in North Georgia, I mostly find them in inside holes in the ground. They can colonize in voids made, you know, inside of man-made structures such as houses. They can get in the walls. They can get in the soffits. They can get in the attics. Week before last, is a little personal note from my end. I had a customer that had a colony of yellow jackets nesting inside the you remember the old fashioned lawn chairs with the plastic webbing? They had probably a 1-inch tubular aluminum frame. Well, he had yellow jackets nesting in that tubular frame of a lawn chair. He said he was sitting in the chair and he couldn't figure out why they kept swarming around him until he realized that he was sitting on top of their house.
Oh. So,
anyway, the fertilized queens, they'll come about, they'll emerge in late spring or early summer. She will find, you know, a suitable nesting site and they'll start the cycle for that particular year. She'll build a paper nest. She'll start to lay some eggs. She herself will attend to the larvae for 20 or so days, and at which time those larvae will emerge as infertile females, which are called the workers. And at this point, those infertile females will take care of the other larvae. But by midsummer, the first adult workers will emerge, and they take over all the tasks of building new nests, going out foraging for food, defending the colony, and taking care of the queen. From this point on until her death, the queen remains inside the nest laying eggs. That's her total function, as well as dictating the events or the duties of the other colony members. But at this point, the colony starts to expand rapidly, reaching that 4,000 to 5,000 member number. When the colony reaches their peak size, cells will be built for new males and new queens. And the adult reproductives at that time remain in the nest and will be taken care of by the workers. The new queens will build up fat reserves in order to overwinter successfully. After mating, of course, the males quickly die off, and the fertilized queens will go out in search of places to protected places where they can nest over the winter. Colony workers generally leave the nest to die as the founding queen. The abandoned nests will rapidly, you know, they just kind of disintegrate. Their diet typically consists of spiders and insects, but if you've ever been to a weekend cookout somewhere, anywhere in the South, yellow jackets also feed on human food, especially or specifically meats and sweets that what we're going to have as humans for our weekend cookouts. I remember when I was a child, my mama would always caution me about taking a drink out of an open soda can at one of these summer cookouts because yellow jackets were notorious for getting down inside of the cans. And you've never experienced a sting like a yellow jacket sting inside your mouth. Given their diets, yellow jackets do like to live near where humans live. The best time, if you realize you've got yellow jackets and want to find where they're nesting at, because you're not going to be successful getting rid of them unless you find the nest. The best time to locate a yellow jacket nest is during the day when you see them flying in and out of the nest. Like I said earlier, here, especially in the North Georgia mountains, you typically find them nesting in the ground. I call it a helpful hint from Heloise. You need to stand still. If you see them flying around, if you want to really locate where they're coming from or going to, you need to stand still. Because if you're moving and they're moving, they appear to be moving twice as fast. So if you will just stand still, pay attention, and you can see where they go to get in and out of their nest. Once you locate the nest, the very best time to eliminate the colony is in the evening or after dark when all of the inhabitants are inside and dormant. Yellow jackets can pose a very serious danger to people due to their ability to sting multiple times, injecting venom each time. You know, a honeybee has a barbed stinger, so when a honeybee stings you, and they leave, she pulls the stinger out and she dies. Yellow jackets don't do that. Yellow jackets do have barbed stingers, but the barb is very small, so they can sting multiple times. For most people, the yellow jacket sting is merely an inconvenience, probably causes a small welt and, you know, temporary pain. But for others that may be sensitive to their venom, the yellow jacket sting can cause a very serious allergic reaction and could cause anaphylaxis shock. To prevent yellow jackets from causing harm to you and your family, it's best not to leave sweets or meats out in the open. Here at Faith Pest Control, we offer a free consultation. We offer 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your yellow jacket problem, at the end of 30 days, you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and we'll retreat your home or yard for free, and we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment, plus we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. You will be happy with the service we provide, or you won't pay a penny, period. That's how confident we are in our commitment to doing the job right. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, please call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions you have.
Well, thank you so much, Fred. You know, I have personal experience that they are in the ground, and they will come out of the ground and they will sting you. I have personal experience with that, and it was not pleasant for me. So we do this podcast as a community service for all the fine folks of North Georgia, especially in Jasper and Ball Ground and surrounding areas. You can tune this podcast in, subscribe to it, and Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and Google. Those are the four main places where you get podcasts. In fact, if you have an Alexa or a Google Home, you can just say, play the latest episode of the Faith Control Podcast, and you can learn about how to have a pest-free home for all the folks that live in North Georgia. Until next time, I'm Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.